This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back to the final hour of The Usual Suspects on a Monday. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. And any time during a break before you hear hot, when Barry looks into the production studio and says, "Suck it, bitch," to Nick, I gotta hear it.
Yeah, it usually starts. It's almost every segment now. It starts like that.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's every segment, but you know what I mean.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Once an hour. Only 3 times a day. Only 15 times a week do I look at you and yell, "Suck it, bitch."
Well, after the tweet, I guess I.
After we are supposedly pursuing camel orally, genitals,
orally pleasuring a camel on The Usual Suck Specs.
Mm-hmm. How proud are you, drunk? How proud are you were that of that?
I wasn't really that proud. I was just trying to
it's
be
pretty damn.
I
good
was
tweet.
Having fun. It I was just having fun.
Did you think of it, or did someone think of it for you?
I swear, I thought of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you were definitely feeling it, and I appreciate the effort. It was really good, especially adding the hashtag Usual Suck Specs.
Yeah.
That was the capper.
I was more concerned about putting more dumb videos. I'm glad. Because last time, it was more documentation through pictures and videos, and I looked pretty bad.
A lot of people on Twitter thought that was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
They were worried.
Dong.
Got him. Thank you.
You
got
to get that on. Like, can you run a hotkey? Can you run a hotkey to the keyboard where you just hit the D? Just D and it just dongs right away?
Hit the D. Don't you worry.
All right, so this text came in. I tried Diet Coke and whiskey over the weekend to see what all the hype was about. It was definitely worth it. Thanks, Barry. Hashtag addicted.
Thanks, Barry. I agree with you. That's all I've ever drank when I was drinking.
Don't try to steal my shine right now, Joel. You don't even drink.
You wussified your whiskey drink. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Nope. He said addicted.
It'll keep you from drunk tweeting, Barry. The
true.
Diet Coke will.
That's true.
Even though you wussified it.
It's good. I'm telling you. It's delicious.
I might as well kill it.
Hefe has a question. Now that Houston Game Day is dead, rest in peace, Houston Game Day, are y'all going to do a Usual Suspects Day at Minute Maid Park? Last year, for Game Day, we went and watched the game.
We did.
Are we going to do that this year?
I'm down if y'all
I'm
want.
Fine. Oh. Absolutely. And I thought we were going to go. I'm trying to work on us going to
Memorial Park to run?
No, a concert.
Oh. What concert are we
JT.
Going to? I'm down for that.
Toyota Center, right?
I thought you were going to say.
I don't know where he's performing. We'll figure it out.
I thought you were going to say Insane Clown Posse.
No, that's Trey.
Oh.
Yeah, you wrecked me.
Would you go to an Insane Clown Posse with Trey? Would you go with him to a Juggalo? Would you dress up like a Juggalo?
Probably not.
No?
No.
I might. Here's the handsome intern Andrew with my money back from Sonic.
It was cheaper than I thought.
It was cheaper? Okay, well, good. Did you tip? Oh, well, look at you.
Did you tip him?
Not only is he handsome, he's smart. He went to the drive-thru, so he didn't have to tip. Here, you can have the dollar and the change as your reward.
I appreciate it so much.
All right.
Interns don't get paid.
That's right. I know. You just made a dollar. I'm also going to send you a 1099. You have to report that on your taxes now.
He also doesn't have a microphone, but knows he needs to get that broadcast voice out of there, so he's still trying to get in on the show.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. These are big. I don't know if they're going to be able to finish these.
Good. That should be more fun. We should probably video that. Did you see what the asking price for Marcus Peters ended up being?
I heard. This is ridiculous.
2018 fourth rounder, 2019 second rounder gets you Marcus Peters a Pro Bowler. Either he is a first-class a-hole in the locker room, or we are missing something, because there should have been every team in the league lined up going, I'll give you that for him.
That's pretty good.
Because that is a hell of a deal.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
19 interceptions in 3 seasons with the Chiefs. Pro Bowler. You wouldn't give that up? Come on, man. That, I'll tell you what, the Rams just got better, and they already had a staunch defense. That's a nice pickup for them.
That's a very nice pickup. I was looking at the, because I wanted to see kind of cornerbacks and this, that, and the other, and he was rated pretty high. I mean, he was rated kind of a top 15-ish kind of guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And when you consider that you got to have 3 quality cornerbacks per team, 32 teams, you do the math. If he's a top 15, that's legit, man.
And for all you Cowpoke fans out there, there is a new story just breaking on ESPN that says Roger Goodell expected to fine Jerry Jones millions of dollars as a result of the Cowboys owners' public feud with the league last year and all the shenanigans around the Ezekiel Elliott 6-game suspension.
So
there's all kinds of trouble in Big D.
Well,
or as Craig used to call it, the little D, because he refused to give him that much credit. But between Mark Cuban
petty.
And everything going on with the Mavs,
yeah,
and then Jerry getting millions of dollars in fine money, boy, they could fund a lot of things. Cuban just got hit $600,000, and that was for admitting to tanking.
Is there a more? Is there a? I wouldn't say worse, but a more outspoken and outlandish owners duo.
In a city?
In sports in a city in America?
Well, that's a good question. You know, back before the Dodgers sold and when they still had Donald Sterling, L.A. was pretty dirty, pretty bad.
Right.
That's the first one that comes to mind. But, like, right now? I mean, who else would you consider? Like, Dan Gilbert is going to be on everybody's poop list in Cleveland if it comes out that he's the reason why LeBron's even considering leaving.
Right, but not outlandish or not like Jones and Cuban.
No.
I mean, there was the Al Davis of the world.
Right.
The Sacramento Kings owners, the brothers.
The Maloofs.
They're kind of in that class.
They were.
Yeah. But there's just not a lot. And then you end up, if you're in Dallas.
Be a blessing in certain
ways. Yeah, but you end up in Dallas with two of the most outspoken owners in sports in the same city.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like it turns Dallas sports into a circus or a sideshow, which, don't get me wrong, if we were doing radio in Dallas, boy, wouldn't that make it easy? You just come in every day and go, Jerry Jones is an idiot. And then you just sit back and let people call all day. How easy would sports talk radio in Dallas be?
They'd be so mad at you, too, because they'd expect you to say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mark Cuban's a nut. Caller, you're up next. Like, that's it. That's sports talk radio in Dallas.
Yeah, they're pretty defensive. But, I mean, I think Jerry Jones sometimes he probably gets more grilled than Mark Cuban, I would imagine. But he gets a lot of support,
too. It didn't used to be that way because Cuban led the – Cuban and David Stern got into it so many times that when I was telling you guys when they said, wow, Cuban just got fined $600,000. There were times in the early stages of the relationship between Cuban and David Stern, we got a mill. He has gotten tagged with some fines. That is crazy, but when you look at his net worth and everything else and what it's still not a whole lot of, skin off his back.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mark Cuban probably, I mean, I don't know how, because I obviously wasn't in the city when he was getting all those fines. You probably know more because you traveled and stuff like that, but I imagine a bulk of his popularity came from all the fines and all the shenanigans between him and Stern.
He made a name for himself, and I'm not going to say that this was the reason why he got on Shark Tank and everything else, but he definitely built his individual brand and made a name for himself by the outlandish stuff that kept getting him fined, from criticizing the officials to the league to everything else.
Sure. Well, I mean, it didn't hurt that he's a billionaire already.
Yeah, because you can't be mad at him, because it's one thing to give up the money to get the team, but he's making money hand over fist, and not the least of which is Shark Tank and some of the other things he's doing.
I'll give you one guess who sent this text.
Oh, you might.
I didn't even read the text.
We both got it.
But if I would have started the text with, hey, this is Johnny Weir.
Boom.
You would have said, oh, you might. Did someone say Big D? Damn it, Mike. Do you think the price tag that went along with Marcus Peters will diminish the rest of the cornerback price tags? You hope so, especially if you're the Texans.
Yeah, or the Packers.
And Dallas is going to boo the hell out of Goodell at the draft.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
that breaks my heart.
Oh, God, that's crushing. That should be a front page story. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. The slushy challenge is coming.
Next!
How can you be doing the slushy challenge if they get warm? We got to get this thing going. All right, we'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you asked for it. Well, maybe you didn't, but you're going to get it anyway. We were talking about it, and since we got poo-pooed upon in some of our more dangerous and more interesting intern challenges for the Olympics, we settled upon the slushy challenge.
Yeah, we wanted to do the luge. We were going to have three teams of two where you guys would get on a moving dolly and just try to shoot across the parking lot as fast as possible. HR felt like that was a bad idea. They were worried about the wording on the waivers.
Which was better than the desk chair we thought you were going to do in first, which would have been more destructive.
So I think we settled on this slushy challenge. Now, I'm hoping that one of you, you know, like your brain actually freezes, which I think will be really cool to happen on air. Like it locks up like a car, like it seizes.
Can I just say this, Barry? You hope their brain freezes. Mm-hmm. The thing that you and I both have a concern about, which is becoming more of a concern to me, is no matter if Trey's brain freezes or not, it will melt so quickly because of how hot he is for Andrew's looks that I'm afraid that once
once again,
he's going to have this, I'm going to go get him. And then halfway then he's going to go, I can't lose to Andrew. He's too perfect.
Tyler wasn't nice. Tyler was like, well, Trey's going to win this because, you know, if you don't have a brain, it can't freeze.
I think he called me fat.
No, he didn't. All right, now, Trey is in this. Trey, what color do you have? You're the blue slushy?
Blue.
All right, Andrew?
Got the white slushy.
All right, and then now we have a new intern starting. This is your first day. What's your name?
Yep, my name is Connor.
Connor. Now, this is your first day here, right?
Yep.
Now, have you ever interned anywhere else?
Yeah,
get up to
like
the mic, Connor. Get up.
But
you interned at a warehouse?
Yeah, that was back when I was like 18. Just like,
okay, that's not the same, Connor.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
gonna
the
need
same
you to be
all.
More exciting. This is a radio. I need you to be like, yeah, I interned at a whorehouse once, and it was.
Did you notice that Connor,
badass.
By the way, his voice is a cross between Trey and John and Andrew, who try to be like overly broadcasty?
No, I didn't notice that. Now, Connor, what
Connor's
do you do? What do you want to do in the business? What do you want to do?
Hoping to just
take my job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I hope you lose this.
You want to be on air or do you want to be a producer?
I'd say on air, yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely hope you lose. All right, here's the rules. There are no rules other than the fact that you better drink this fast, all right? I don't want any of this pussyfooting around.
Can you say that?
Yeah,
I just did,
all right? John just gave me the thumbs up.
Trey, do you understand what this means, by the way? This is not a marathon. This is a sprint.
I don't want you. Now, Trey, last time when we did the stale pretzel bun biscuit challenge, you kind of threw that on purpose, mm-hmm. didn't you?
No.
You're
yes,
a
you
liar.
Did.
You had a humongous lead, and then we know you can put down a biscuit pretty quick, and you just slowed up.
Are you saying I'm
fat? Nope. I'm just saying you let off the throttle a little, to use NASCAR terms. I don't want any of that, okay? When I say go, I want you guys chugging these slushies as fast as possible. Dude. We have red, white, and blue. Well, yellow. One of yours got peed in. And we tried to get red, white, and blue, but apparently
Andrew
Sonic
brings up a good point,
Sonic is racist, and they don't sell white slushies. So there's that.
Andrew said they should have done it with straws.
Nope, that it takes too long. They need to chug this, right?
Okay, Kamish.
Straws. Trey will be over there sipping it with his pinky up and all that. We don't have time for that. So I'm gonna time you guys as well. All right.
Trey, remember, Andrew's not the specimen that you just referred to in the break.
All right, boys, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go! Okay, now, wow, Trey didn't hesitate at all. Uh-oh. Oh, look at that. We should have done a large. Trey is, he put the whole cup in his mouth.
It's coming back up.
How does that, the new
Trey,
guy
don't
sucks.
Don't the
new
use
guy
your tongue.
Sucks. He doesn't have any. Andrew's using his lungs. You're going to make a fine wife one day.
Trey, don't worry about it if you make a mess. Do it.
Does it hurt, Andrew? It does.
Ow.
Andrew's quitting, I can tell. He's got the urine one, don't you, Andrew? You got the yellow one?
Get your hair out of the
does
cup
it hurt?
And drink it, Trey.
Trey's smacking. Are you eating it? Are you chewing it or drinking it, Trey?
So cool.
I don't know.
Trey, open it up. Let's go.
The new guy is pacing himself.
I was under the impression we'd have straws.
Stop talking. And start drinking.
We'd have straws. How much do you guys have left? Now, do you see why I didn't want to do straws? We would be here until Friday.
Hammer it.
Dude, how is this not chugged and gone yet? You guys are making me sick. The new guy over here is just shaking his head and crying.
Trey's got blue mustache hair.
You look like you blew a Smurf, bro. What happened?
You can't say that.
Oh,
he just
I can't?
Did. Finish!
I just did. John, you dumped that? Why did you dump that? All right, you orally pleasured a Smurf. I can say that, right?
That's
I got a thumbs up for that.
That's Camel Talk on Twitter.
Trey's the winner. I see it. I see it.
Put Trey, it down. Is it done, Trey?
No, you still have. Oh my God, I'm glad. I am so glad. You guys are pathetic. I would be finished by now. You see
Stop
how I do that?
Open your mouth and finish.
Trey's trying to be all neat.
That's what she said.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
I don't think you could say that.
You're not
just
allowed.
Just finish!
Andrew, how much do you have left? Let me see. Oh, that's not good, bro. That's you guys have barely drank
that's
any.
That's the lead that Trey had the last time, and then Trey let him come back.
Yeah. Let me see, new guy. Where you at? Ooh. Oh, bro, you've barely even started.
Ah!
Let me see your cup. Show Nick. If you guys, this is live on Facebook. Oh, Trey!
Slam it down on the counter, Trey. Is it done?
Did you finish,
is it
Trey?
Done? Did you finally do right?
Trey
Dunn
at 2:17 on the clock. Trey is the gold medal slushy champion. I guess Tyler was right. If you don't have a brain, it can't freeze up.
How you feeling right now, Trey?
Does it hurt, Trey?
No.
It doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
It hurts a little or a lot?
NASCAR champ, who won the Daytona 500 in 2009?
2009 Daytona 500 was won by Matt Kenseth.
You're not that
frozen.
Wow.
Now, your whole mouth is blue.
Your whole mouth is blue.
Okay, now you're just saying things. You're just shouting out words that I say back at me. That's not...
Trey, he didn't say balls.
Andrew, what are you doing? Andrew, you're about to lose, bro! You're about to lose to the new guy!
I'm working on it.
Andrew's zest for the contest. He's just like, shut up, I'm working on it. He's gotten very serious all of a sudden.
You know if you lose to the new guy, your appearances on this show will be limited.
I already forgot the new guy's name. What
Connor.
Was it? Connor.
How can you forget his name?
We have a second place. Andrew is in at 3 minutes and 14 seconds. His face looks like it's about to fall off. Wow, you look like you just saw Trey naked, Andrew. Your face is has a look of
come
disgust.
Come on, man.
Connor, come on, bro. We've got to get out at a break soon. Are you going to finish today, Connor?
Connor, don't massage it and make love to it.
I know.
Just finish it.
It's like it's stuck.
It's like, wow. That's don't. What if you don't stop with these, that's what she said jokes, Trey. I'm really going to need you to. What are you doing? Do you need a shovel?
I need a straw to dig it out of the bottom.
Did you? He just sounded like Trey. He just sounded exactly like Trey. It's like it's freezing his vocal cords. I thought Trey said that.
Connor, this is the worst, bro. You're at almost a minute behind Andrew, who was a minute behind Trey. Are you done? Oh, my God.
Connor, use your fingers. I know this isn't the first time you've heard this. Use your fingers. Use your hands. Get it done.
All right. You know what? This is way beyond. This is like that chick that only did a turn, like a 180 on the half pipe. Did you finish?
Yeah. I'm done.
This is like eating Chinese food with one chopstick. Right. You're using the straw trying to just get it
yeah,
done.
This was that Hungarian freestyle skier who just went down the half pipe little by little. That was you.
Yeah.
You're just embarrassed hungry. AKA Trey.
I'm sorry, Charlie Palillo. What was that noise?
All right. So congratulations, Trey, our gold medal slushy drinker, participant. 2 minutes and 17 seconds. That's not bad.
No.
I feel like you could have done better.
Yeah, if I had a straw, I would have been done.
You think
like
a straw would have made it faster?
Yes.
No.
I don't
I wouldn't
agree
have got
with
it
that.
All over my face, and I wouldn't have to, like...
Yeah, why were you worried about
that's
being pretty?
That's what she said.
Because, like, I don't know, when I get around Andrew, I get, like...
Yes. When you got around Andrew,
I'm,
you were...
I'm, like, all nervous for my appearance, because, like, I gotta, like, be in contrast to this dude.
All right, well, Trey, you won the gold medal round, so congratulations. You are welcome back on the show. You two guys, we're going to have to let you go.
Probation.
I didn't know if you knew this or not. You're out. You're like, I'm sorry it was your first day. It's also your last day, Connor.
That's fair.
I'm just kidding. You were by far the worst at this. I'm going to expect you to up your game when it comes to the...
But just understand that means the ceiling is the roof.
That is true.
Because he's getting off to a slow start, but he can improve.
That's true. Your
the
final
ceiling is the roof.
That's you, new guy. All right, the final times, 2:17 for Trey, 3:14 for Andrew, 4:19 for Connor. Almost a minute apart across the board. You guys have work to do.
You should have went like a second longer, Connor.
No one asked you.
Because you would have had 4:20.
No one asked you. See, this is why you're going to lose the privileges you just gained back.
My bad.
Trey is the OU Mike of interns.
If you put Trey on the podium, do you let him pick the anthem?
The worst. No.
No?
Because it would be Oasis.
Oh, no. It'd be My Bloody Valentine.
Okay. All right, boys. Good job. Did it hurt? Was it as bad as it looked? Because it looked pretty painful.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty damn.
Did it hurt? Now, was this worse than the popsicle thing y'all did with Raheel? It wasn't that bad?
No, it was worse.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I was going to say, because you put two popsicles in your mouth, which... we already had pictures of before you did that, so.
Well, we were at the same place, Barry, so.
Nice try. Get out of here. All right, guys. Good job, bud.
That's
Thank you, guys.
Good job, guys.
Intern slushy challenge.
The Olympics are officially over.
Yes. Close the door on Pyeongchang and the Olympics.
Like how you say it with such zest.
We can move forward. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Sports talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, chuck up that in the books. The inaugural intern slushy challenge.
Now, full disclosure, I sent Andrew to Sonic to get medium slushies, but I felt like that was going to be too much. And Joel, you said no, make them do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they would have finished if we would have made them, because when I poured, I went and got the styrofoam cups that we drink coffee in,
right,
which are somewhere between the small and the medium at Sonic,
like a 12 between, like, yeah, it's 8 probably 12 ounces or 12, yeah.
So I filled it up to the butt. You know, there's that extra lip on those styrofoam cups. I filled it up to the bottom of the lip on each one of those, and there was still a good chunk left in each of the mediums.
I'm not gonna lie though. I think looking back at it, we probably should have made him use straws.
Why?
I think so too.
Because I think they would have finished it faster, and it would have hurt them.
It would have really hurt more.
No, I don't believe that at all.
I really
think it would have intensified the ice cream headache.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I really think
We got slushies left. Bring them in here. We'll do it again.
We got to get a new set of interns.
Yeah, we're going to get some Route 44 slushies.
Connor's be passing out on,
Connor's
in studio.
Parents are coming in tomorrow to meet with HR.
Y'all trying to kill my baby.
My child couldn't think for an hour when he got home tonight. What the hell happened?
But I'm glad. I was really worried, like, in the pretzel bun challenge, that Trey was going to mail it in.
Oh, seriously. All the way up until right before we started, he, as much as he told both of us that he was actually going to go really hard at this thing and try and win it, I felt the same way. I felt like right up until we started, he was still talking about how Andrew is such a specimen that there's no way that I can focus and do what I need to get done to win this thing. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Seriously, man. I mean, as much as he loves being on the air on all of our different shows, just tough it out. I mean, take your mind off of other things for like 5 minutes with the guy and win.
Yeah, but I think Barry threatened him enough to make him compete.
I did.
What I mean, he actually competed.
I had to at the break. I said, listen, I know you mailed it in. If you do that again, you'll never come on our show again.
And then I tough loved him during the competition.
You made it sound like a...
intentionally.
Like an assault.
Exactly right.
Put it in your mouth. Swallow it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is... poor Connor, this is almost a Me Too moment for this guy. Poor thing.
He did what I expected. Connor, what? By the way, did what I expected him
what?
To do. Not even come close to winning.
No?
No.
You think he was
because
timid?
You know, our interns, exactly. Because our interns, it's like, there is like a, I don't want to say a breaking in period, but there is like the first couple weeks where it's just such an adjustment for them to be like, whoa, this is different. Before they just start, you know, becoming John.
Right. Yeah.
And then they run the place.
I probably won't get his name right until he leaves. That's the unfortunate part about it.
Oh, they probably already warned everybody about you.
I'm so nice to the interns. I don't understand why they would be warned. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you walk in the back door and everybody's like, aside from Trey, everybody be like, Barry, what's up? Don't talk to me today, man.
I don't do that. I'm always like, what's up, fellas?
80s on 8 didn't play the tunes I like. Don't talk to me like that.
I come in and say hello to everyone.
False.
I usually try to.
False.
I do. I say hi to everyone.
No, you do. You actually don't even ever want to send interns to get food or drink. So
I try not to.
Yes, I give you that.
Apparently, during that segment, I got loud. Did you see Lamont's tweet?
No.
He said, I'm in my office changing clothes for my afternoon workout. I have the headphones hooked up to the computer, and Barry is loud AF. He's louder than Patrick Creighton.
I would disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't believe that for
no
one second.
No one on the planet that no I have way. Ever encountered is louder than Patrick Creighton. But I did notice a couple times that you... See, when I was yelling, I was intentionally yelling over in the corner.
Oh, no, I didn't care.
Yeah, you were in the microphone.
Have you ever stood on a runway next to a plane that is at full throttle?
Never.
Mm-mm. That's like Patrick Creighton.
Why would you be next to a plane? At like, full throttle.
Like when you're going out and the plane is getting ready and you walk to the runway and you get on it, but the engine's already going.
Top Gun, Nick, when they do the flyby.
Ah.
The sound barrier when they, like if you've ever gone to see the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels and they go, you get close enough to them when they do the flyby, it's pretty loud. Yeah that's Patrick Creighton, without question. He could do PA at a football game without any electronic device.
I'm a Dove's Wings compared to his Blue Angels flyover. That is fact.
Just giving you the Dove's Wings.
Thank you so much.
I hate to be a downer, but
okay.
I did get this news last night that kind of took me back a little bit. Very unfortunate story. If you know anything about like super agents, and everybody knows Lee Steinberg and some of the big names, because Steinberg was the role model for Jerry Maguire. But a lot of people know the big name agents. Dan Fagan has been one of the bigger NBA agents over the years. He's had Dwight Howard, DeAndre Jordan, John Wall, Chandler Parsons, a lot of guys. And evidently he was on a road in an SUV last night on the way to Aspen, Colorado, and was trying to merge onto the highway, and a bus collided with his SUV. He was killed, 56 years old. His 5-year-old son and their 29-year-old nanny were both airlifted in serious condition. And just from the amount of tweets, and I've retweeted, you can follow at Pac-Man Joel, but I've posted a lot of the retweets from Chandler and a lot of the guys, even Nene, that was represented at one point by Dan Fagan, a huge loss from the player standpoint in terms of a guy that got a lot of big contracts for a lot of guys. Nick and I were doing the calculations, like just on some of the early contracts that would, like Chandler Parsons' deal where he was making 25 a year, just making that deal alone, his commission was over a mil, almost, what was it?
It was
1.25 he got off of Chandler's deal alone.
Damn.
So you know dude was rolling.
And he represents, who did you say again? Cousins, who I'm sure is going to get.
Boogie Cousins as well, John Wall. Yeah, a lot of big names. Yeah. And Dwight still, DeAndre Jordan he had at one point. So a devastating loss that a lot of people are taking very hard in the NBA world. David Aldridge and others were tweeting last night. So sad news there.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
No doubt.
To catch up on the text, AG from the Woodlands wants to know, is Barry defending his camel riding crown?
I heard that
this weekend at the racetrack.
I was going to ask you. They're having an
what?
Yeah, I was getting out of the car today here at the station, and I hear camel racing is back at the track.
Excuse me?
When is this happening?
This weekend.
So you have what? 4 days of being a champion, and that's it?
Ooh. No,
that's it.
If I don't get a chance to defend my crown, I'm still the champion.
Did they give you a crown?
In every... Ignore him. In every...
Well, did they give you a trophy?
Nope.
Nope. But, Nick, he did get a big check.
I was actually kind of happy for you because I thought it'd last a year.
Now I have a video that proves my championship pedigree.
But they're crowning someone new this weekend.
No.
Are you participating?
Right. They're not racing the current champion,
Nick,
which means
maybe next week we should have the new champ on.
You know what? I'm John Jones. I'm getting the shaft right now. I'm John Jones, and this champ is Daniel Cormier. He's never beat the real champion, and he never will. And I look forward to seeing him or her next year at the start of racing season at Sam Houston Race Park. You let me finish.
You don't have to wait that long. You're going to see him next week. We'll have him in studio so we can talk to the champ.
Good. Have him in studio on the first one. I'm not here, and I don't have to look at his stupid ass.
No.
Or her stupid
That's
ass.
This week. We're going to do it next week.
No.
Yes.
Monday.
Monday would be a good day.
I quit. I quit.
Book
I'm
it.
Out. Okay. Trey comes across as Brick Tamplin from, I think he meant Tamlin, from Anchorman.
Okay.
Have you seen Anchorman?
Yep. Come on.
Steve Carell's.
Yep.
Brick Tamlin. Voice, isn't that Brick Tamlin?
But the voice doesn't
Wasn't that
come
Steve
close.
Carell's Brick Tamlin?
Right. Yeah.
This sounds exactly. This is funny. This sounds exactly like the Love and Laughter experts excerpt segment. Pretty identical in the phrasing.
True.
Because you turned it into an awkward.
Intentionally.
Assault.
And I got what I wanted out of the deal, too, because Trey started coughing it up, had blue slushy all over his face.
Somebody said, that Barry sounds stupid hazing the interns, which it's not hazing.
It's not hazing.
No, it's not hazing at all. These are intern challenges.
They were looking forward to
that. And yet we get after that, y'all should do a weekly intern challenge. This was great radio. Does Trey really talk like that, or is that a character? No, that's Trey.
That's how he talks.
That is 1,000% Trey. Does Trey ever go to class? I don't even know if Trey's in school.
I think he lives here. He probably has a sleeping bag here somewhere.
Didn't he? He's graduated already.
He's getting credits for an internship towards nothing. Because he's not even in school anymore, but he's still getting credit.
It reminds me of that joke in Tommy Boy when he's like, yeah. When he goes, hey, you finally graduated. Congratulations. And Tommy Boy says, a lot of people go to school for 8 years. And, and he's like, yeah, they're called doctors. That's kind of Trey.
He's like, I
went for 10 years. You should be a doctor, Trey.
And Connor, the more slushy he drank, the more his voice became Trey's. It got higher and higher pitched.
That is true.
All right, before we go to break, your boy wants to get in after a long hiatus. Clarence was back last week. Now Clarence wants to get in on camel racing, Barry.
This better be good. This better be in my favor, Clarence.
What up, Barry?
I thought he hung up too.
What's up, man?
Nothing, eh, Barry. You're right. If they don't give you a chance to defend your crown, then you are always a champ.
Thank you, sir.
Hang up on him, Nick.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know.
Thank you, Clarence. You're a smart person.
Clarence, don't you have cats to cuddle with now?
No, I'm not kidding. That just shows he's a better rider than Black China.
Wow.
Did he say, first of all, after the cats, I'm not kidding, or I'm not kidding?
I'm just saying, if they don't give you a chance,
I could have done without
a champ.
China, right?
Now, that being said, I can't believe you compared yourself to John Jones. So does that mean you're going to be suspended for a year for doping?
No, I was just using this situation,
Clarence. I was just going to say that, too.
Nope. I didn't have any extra humps with me. I didn't – none of that. I did not cheat. I'm clean, and I will test. I'll test anytime, anywhere. I'm 100% clean, just like that Olympian chick that said she was clean and got popped.
Yeah, okay, Barry, we watching you, man. We watching you.
Okay, I'm gonna, thanks for the call, Clarence. All I ask is you give me an opportunity to defend my crown. That's it.
Yeah, I heard that commercial today, and I was like, ooh, Barry's gonna have something to say about that.
This is the first I've heard of it. I'm stunned.
I heard the commercials say, check out the camel races where the winner will get a big check and a 6-foot trophy.
God, I hate you. I should have never said anything.
Yes, you should.
You know what they say about people who never defend their belt? They're just a paper champion. Oh. You've got to defend your belt at least one time. Paper champion.
Oh.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I hate you so much right now. God,
there
both of you make me sick.
Barry's PC, paper champion. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment. Usual Suspects turned over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz at the top of the hour. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. It's convenient because it's everything under one roof, one-stop shopping right here at ESPN 97.5. Some other news of the day. Adam Schefter reporting the NFL's competition committee is meeting in Indianapolis to simplify the catch rule. Oh, imagine that. Sources are expecting some kind of change with added clarity. Wow, I wonder where they got that idea from.
Yeah, it's not like it was confusing or anything.
Or it happened multiple times to be reviewed and talked about. The rule should be tweaked enough to have a vote on it in March at the owners' meetings.
About time.
No.
By the way, guys, we got to keep our little secret here. I had to use AJ's headphones for this last segment. Please don't tell him. I would appreciate it.
Got it. If he finds that out and doesn't have internet today,
don't tell him.
You know, he and I are chatty, so I might let it slip.
You guys are buds.
Yeah, it might just slip out in the, midst of hallway
talk. Paleo, what's up, bud?
Hallway talk.
That's you guys hang out by the water cooler. No. Angel Munoz had a good point. Barry isn't hazing the interns. If he was, he would be doing things that the Rangers did.
It's a good point.
You can't get specific because it's graphic.
Right.
But, yeah, you're right. I'm not doing any of that weird stuff with the interns.
So, speaking of that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Headline is, Texas woman pooped in her pants to hide a crack pipe and a Valentine's Day card from cops, and it almost worked.
Okay, how? Because I'm curious.
Officers in Corsicana, south of Dallas, responding to a robbery at an HEB, tried to detain Shannon Martin. They handcuffed her, placed her in the back of a cruiser. She intentionally used her poop to conceal her drugs. She intended to defecate in order to hide a crack pipe, 2.3 grams of crack cocaine, and a Valentine's Day card that she pilfered.
So this is all in her butt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all.
In the back seat, yeah.
First of all, that's a lot of room.
Here's the really bad part, though, Barry.
Okay.
Final sentence.
Wait. Yeah. So the pooping yourself with a crack pipe, some crack and a Valentine's Day card isn't the bad part?
When I read this, you're going to realize how bad it is.
Okay.
Right? So I told you everything that went down and what she did. However, I didn't tell you that the items weren't discovered until they arrived at the jail and were going through the booking process, which means the cops had to go through the poop to find it, and they were cleaning up while they were booking.
Now, see, here's an example of where I would turn in my resignation. Because they would be like, all right, Laminac, get over there and go through that woman's poop and look for contraband. And I would be like, here's my badge and here's my other stuff. I'm not going through that woman's poop. I quit. That's no way.
I know during break time I said I'd eat the corn out of a lot, but it just not this time.
That's why I couldn't be a nurse. Like, God bless nurses.
Oh, especially you, the germaphobe.
Yeah, they've got to, like, we're all going to be there one day, right? We're all going to be old and poop ourselves. But nurses have to go in there and clean you up after you poop yourself.
I feel like that position, though, people are being rotated quite often. Like, they don't last very long.
Well, it's all the new ones. So, like, all the new ones get a turn at going to the hospital and cleaning up people. And
why do I feel that OU Mike is going to have a Johnny Weir joke out of all of this?
Oh.
With the breaks and padding.
No,
them
we're not taking this call. We'll take Q's call, but we're not. No.
This week, he's Sir Q a lot.
Okay.
Let's see if he can do anything to climb out of the basement. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Barry?
What's up, man?
What, I'm not here today,
hey,
Q?
Man, hey, you need to sack up, man. You need to defend your title, bud. Hey, you need to jump on your little donkey and get out there and put a whooping on this guy who's trying to take your title.
Okay, well, first of all, Q, Sir Q a lot. I didn't ride a donkey, sir. It wasn't a burro. It was a camel, a majestic animal, a camel. Second of all, hey, I didn't get an invite. I didn't get an invite or I would go and defend my title.
Hey, that's why you crash it. You take your little donkey, you put some little humps on the
okay,
end of
it. It wasn't a donkey, camel. Q.
Hey, you know, donkeys are faster than camels. You know that, right?
No, that's just not true. That is absolutely. You are making
up. You don't
know
if it's a guy, Q. There could be more chicks involved. I mean, he barely beat Melissa Wilson.
Oh, I smoked her ass. Oh, it wasn't even close.
Hey, you can just call it a miniature donkey, a miniature camel.
No, there's no hump on it. They're kind of no. When Q, get out of here. Hang up on Q. This taking a donkey to a camel race, bro. I would lose so
That's
bad.
That's like taking a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, kinda.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous.
I bet you the donkey would be faster, though.
No way.
I really
no way
believe that.
In hell.
Because you can control a donkey. You can't control a camel.
Nick, I'll have you know, I controlled my camel just fine.
Nick, no.
Finish line.
I've stayed out of these between you in the past, but I'm going to have to just engage in this conversation at one point. Have you ever ridden a donkey?
I've seen people ride
donkeys. Have you ever ridden a donkey?
No. Yeah.
Actually, I like on a wagon.
That doesn't count.
That a donkey pulled.
Have you ever got up and mounted a donkey?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever gotten on a camel?
Have you ever had sex with a donkey, Nick? Have you ever had sex with a... Okay.
Have you ever pleased a donkey? never mind.
Yeah, there's no way. First of all, a camel's stride is way longer.
No, I'm telling you, a donkey would whoop a camel's ass. I agree with you.
My camel was Usain Bolt, and a donkey would be like Webster. Like, it's not even close. The stride
You could have gone a lot of... You went Webster.
Poor Trey's. He's already been beat down enough. There's no way. The stride on a camel is way longer.
And I would agree with that, but you can't control a camel.
You can. I control him all the way to the finish line.
Nah, that thing was like smelling food at the end of the line or something.
Why did every other camel take a right turn at some point? They all turned it and just went right.
Didn't yours turn for a while?
No, he drifted. I was trying to establish outside control,
so
outside
you're assuming
lane dominance.
That maybe the donkey would back that ass up.
Just waiting for it.
I gladly threw it out there for you.
Yeah, the donkey is just... I would do a donkey race, though. I would definitely do a burro race.
Would you?
For sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I made my wife ride a donkey.
You could be at home, boy.
Hold on!
There you go, Nick.
No, you cut me off. You didn't let me finish.
Indeed, I did.
They were out of horses, and we were going on a trail ride, Joel. Dirty mind. Jeez, it's like doing a show with a child. And they're not fun to ride either, though. They are... I hate you.
Just not saying a word.
I just can't even have a conversation anymore.
I am letting you just say it all.
You ever hang out with your buddies, and then there's that one buddy that always says everything is sexual? He's basically Trey right now.
Who said a word? You're the one saying it. You rode some tough ass in your day.
You see what I'm dealing with?
Did he not say
There's
that,
There's
only Nick?
60 seconds left.
Oh, show. My God. Thank God. 40, 30, 10, go. That's the show. We'll be...
That wasn't exactly the camel race.
Because I won it. Okay? I'm tired of...
Would they time it? With a calendar or a stopwatch? How long did it take?
How long did it take? It was like 3 or 4 minutes, right?
No.
How long did it take?
It's like 45 seconds.
I don't know. I don't know how long it, how many times it turned before it got to the finish line.
Like a snail on the rail would have beat you?
A donkey would have taken 2 hours.
It would not have.
Yeah.
2 hours to run 50 yards. Come on.
I'm telling you, I think the video was like 45 seconds. It wasn't that long. I'm just saying, you're stealing my joy.
Sam Houston Race Park crowning a new champion coming up this weekend. The camel races are back. Don't miss it. We'll have the winner next week right here on The Usual Suspects. Until then.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.